No Mow May gives residents the option of letting their lawns grow to help ensure bees find food as they're coming out of hibernation. The initiative has spread faster than dandelions on an unmown lawn to communities across Wisconsin and in other states. Lawrence University biology professor Israel Del Toro helped start No Mow May. He says bee populations need the help right now, and he hopes it's driving a broader shift in people's attitudes.
It's much more than just not mowing. It's also thinking actively about pollinator conservation and all the little habits that we can get rid of that maybe are hurting pollinators.
Del Toro's research found Appleton's No Mow May led to 5 times as many pollinators and 3 times as much species diversity. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.